Alarmists, Climate Change Making Nightingales' Wings Shorter. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on April 1, 2020. Climate change is causing the wings of nightingales to get shorter, endangering their ability to migrate, the Guardian newspaper reported Wednesday. In what appeared an April Fool's joke at first glance, the UK's flagship of climate alarmism announced that thanks to climate change there are barely 7,000 nesting pairs of nightingales left in England, since fewer are able to make the journey from sub-Saharan Africa to breed in Europe. Citing a study published in the AUK, Ornithological Advances, The Guardian said that natural selection driven by climate change is causing the birds to evolve with shorter wings, which inhibits their migratory capabilities. There is much evidence that climate change is having an effect on migratory birds, changing their arrival and laying dates and their physical features over the last few decades, said the study's lead author Carolina Rimacha of Madrid's Complutense University. The Guardian has been on the cutting edge of climate alarmism and announced in 2019 that it would no longer refer to climate skeptics but only climate deniers. The newspaper updated its official in-house style guide to intensify its climate change rhetoric, adopting language meant to scare readers and motivate them to action. Instead of climate change, the preferred terms are climate emergency, crisis or breakdown, and global heating is favored over global warming, although the original terms are not banned, the paper stated. The phrase climate change, for example, sounds rather passive and gentle when what scientists are talking about is a catastrophe for humanity, said Catherine Viner, The Guardian's editor-in-chief and a firm believer in an impending climate apocalypse. Increasingly, climate scientists and organizations from the UN to the Met Office are changing their terminology and using stronger language to describe the situation we're in, she said. Citing the BBC, The Guardian declared, You do not need a denier to balance the debate, and those who dare question the accepted climate groupthink deserve no place at the table. Follow at Williams Rome.